This is What You Got, Boy, Is Hard to Find, a Teen Wolf fanfic written by Lazala Song and Verity and read by Rena Jenkins. The story is rated G and contains the pairing Derek Hale style Stilinski, with additional tags for asexuality, ace people in love, nothing happens and then they have tea, napping, cuddling, and snuggling. Author's notes. For Daunt. So Verity and I were talking about how few fics there are where people are ace and not, like, weirded out by it. And one thing, led to another. Sorry, guys. Apparently we had a lot of feelings. It was super fun to write, and we hope you enjoy reading it as much as we enjoyed writing it tonight. Hearts. P.S. Daunt, feel better. Derek comes back with new pants. Or maybe they're his old pants. Styles can't really tell the difference between artfully fake worn and violently deconstructed, but they fit differently. Derek used to wear pants like Sandy Olsen's in the last scene of Grease. They were the pants of someone who was truly committed to the life path of stepping around their dick. Derek's new groove is softer, a little less sewn in, kind of cuddly. Styles has always strategically avoided looking at Derek's ass the way he avoids looking at Erica's boobs, but now he keeps getting caught staring. It's unfair. He can't just have normal dirty thoughts about Derek's beautiful everything like every other person under the sun. No, Styles looks at the gentle drape of Derek's jeans over his thighs and thinks, I want to give you a hug. Styles doesn't actually mind realizing that he might be into dudes as well as ladies. It's not like he's never looked at Danny and thought about kissing him. To be fair, though, Styles is pretty sure everybody has thought about kissing Danny. Scott has probably thought about kissing Danny, and Scott has somehow managed to miss Isaac's giant neon sign flashing desire to make out with him and then maybe cut a little, or make out with Allison and then Scott and crawl into some sort of den space with them both. Styles is staying out of that one. When Derek starts becoming Styles' literal teenage dream, though, well, it's weird. Instead of sexy werewolf passion, Styles just dream spoons the crap out of Derek's objectively beautiful back and feels all warm and happy with nary a boner in sight. Styles has slept in the same bed as Scott a ton of times. They've cuddled, and it wasn't like they cuddled, no homo. They're bros who cuddle, no shame, not even a thing. But Styles wants to cuddle Derek with intent. Premeditated. He wants to get up on that the way you get up on your very favorite piece of furniture. Except Derek is a person, and that's a really weird way to objectify someone. One of many, many problems here. Styles' flirting vocabulary is basically fisting jokes and buying people TVs, and his game is traditionally, I'll wear you down with my love, with a side of, hey, wait, why are you kissing me? Styles could be into kissing Derek. That seems pretty gay. Except when he tries to imagine going further than kissing. Because kissing is pretty gay, but what about sex? Like, he totally kissed Scott in a non-gay way. Styles' brain just seizes up. Not in a sexy way, like in a nope, does not compute out of cheese error sort of way. Which is weird, because Styles should absolutely want to have his dick and Derek's dick in the same area doing things. He should be thinking, I want to hit that like the wrath of God. Styles really likes his dick, is the thing. Like, they're total bros. And they've had some good times together, doing the solo tango and chicking the disco stick. If there is a thing you can do by yourself, he's probably done it. He likes porn, too, just as much as your average teenager, or maybe a little more. His collection is, to say the least, comprehensive. He just can't really get the whole mental control C, control V down. Can't put himself on screen. Google is unhelpful without a clearer string of search terms. Scott will make a betrayed puppy face at him for making him think about Derek in a context like that. And Lydia is his favorite forever, but she's also kind of a jerk. Styles is absolutely not asking his dad about this. Nope. 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 It was bad enough when his dad tried to give him the talk, and they ended up staring silently at each other over a pile of pamphlets and trauma. So he goes to Melissa McCall. Styles waits until Scott's off doing werewolf things with Derek and the others before he drives over to the McCall house. He brings a couple pints of ice cream and a box of Whole Foods Bakery cookies, like his mom used to do when Melissa was having a bad day after the divorce. He even rings the doorbell and waits for Melissa to open it. She looks at the bag in his hand, then at him, and says, "If there's something seriously wrong or dangerous that you've gotten yourself into, you are turning around right now and going to tell your father about it, young man." Styles squawks, "What? No!" and flails enough that the cookie's almost fall out of the bag. "I just wanted to... I thought you'd like some ice cream." "Oh, boy," sighs Melissa, but she steps aside for Styles to come in. "So," Styles says, "hypothetically," that's a great opening, "historically, one of his favorites. Have you ever..." Melissa looks at him for a moment and deliberately lowers her spoon to the ice cream carton. Styles tries. "I'm asking for a friend." "What are you asking?" Melissa says. "Is it gay if I want to not touch someone's dick?" Styles says. "Wait, that didn't come out right." Melissa watches him for a long moment before she turns and reaches into the cabinet behind her. "This sounds like a conversation that's going to call for Magic Shell. I have Oreo or Heath Bar Crunch." "Maybe both," admits Styles. They end up with bowls of Rocky Road, Raspberry Bear Tracks, and Pistachio Toffee Crunch, covered with two layers of Magic Shell, and some maraschino cherries that were lurking in the back of the fridge. The combination is disgusting and amazing, and Styles is on his way to the blissful land between sugar high and food coma when Melissa says, "So, who's the guy? I'm guessing it's not Scott." "Scott knows I don't want to touch his dick," Styles says fondly. "No, nobody you know." "It's that Hale kid, isn't it?" says Melissa. She sounds resigned more than anything. Styles turns beet red and shoves another spoon of sugary frozen deliciousness in his mouth. He swallows and says, "Why would you think that?" "Oh, Styles," Melissa sighs and pulls the Rocky Road closer to her. At the next pack meeting, they watch Easy A, eat 5 bags of microwave popcorn, and debate whether or not they need a talking stick. Scott's been reading up on consensus-based decision-making. Styles spends a lot of that discussion thinking about euphemisms for the talking stick, and not paying very much attention to Lydia's argument about the fallacy of non-hierarchical government. So when Scott says, "Styles, you agree, right?" Styles jerks his head up and stalls mid-nod when Derek's ass turns out to be directly in his line of sight. Lydia gives him a look. "I move that we table this until next meeting," Styles says. "The pizza's going to be here in 5 minutes, right?" Erica mouths something that looks like, "Nice save!" Then Styles has to watch Derek eat 3 slices of Hawaiian pizza, wipe sauce from the corner of his mouth, and drop a piece of canned pineapple on his shirt and glance down in dismay. Derek's shirt looks like a refugee from a Downy commercial, cotton worn so perfectly that it probably feels like a cloud. The entirety of Derek's wardrobe is conspiring against Styles. Even his stubble looks pettable. Styles crams another piece of pizza into his mouth and doesn't meet anyone's eyes for a while. It all comes to a head about a week after Styles recovers from the crushing awkwardness of his talk with Melissa. They pinky swore never to speak of it again, and Styles is working diligently to forget it ever happened. Derek stops him on the way out of the meeting in his apartment and says, "Why are you staring at me more lately?" Good old Derek, blunt as a crowbar. Styles is thankful he'd waited until the other werewolves were presumably out of hearing. Boyd's cool and a bro and all, but he's also sort of entertained by other people's pain, and he would never, ever let Styles live this conversation down. He tries to figure out what to say. "I want to platonically stroke your beautiful ass and touch your arms. I think I've gone gay for cuddles with you. Hey, Derek, are puppy piles a thing? Because I want to pile all over you." Because Styles is the most awkward person alive, what actually comes out of his mouth is, "I want to sleep on you." Derek stares at him. "I mean," Styles says, "actually, no, I really do want to sleep on you." Derek's eyebrows climb slowly up towards his stupidly attractive hairline. "Is this some weird thing you found on the internet?" "What do you think I find on the internet?" says Styles. Although, that's a fair question. There may have been an incident involving the 10th page of results from Google and an extremely sketch 120-page PDF file. "I try not to think about that," says Derek, extra dry. And Styles feels his heart swell up again, like he is the Grinch and Derek is Cindy Lou Who. "You just look really comfortable," says Styles. Derek folds his arms and leans back against the doorframe. He does not look particularly comfortable right now. "I mean," Styles says, "in general. Generally." Derek frowns. "Did you step in a fairy ring? Should I call Scott?" "No, I didn't step in a fairy ring," says Styles. "Wait, there's fairy rings here? Where? Have you seen a fairy? Oh my god, what if Isaac steps in a fairy ring? What if Scott does?" "Focus," says Derek, too seriously. "Why would you think I would only want to sleep on you if I was high on fairy dust or whatever?" Styles feels a little insulted on Derek's behalf. "Styles." Derek's voice holds the barest hint of a rumble. Not a growl, just enough to make Styles pay attention to him, instead of the terrifying smorgasbord of ideas lighting up his mind. Styles could probably explain this, if he tried, but he doesn't really want to. Everything's so much simpler in his head. "You plus me equals nap. Cuddle you lust." Something like that. He sighs. Derek says, okay. Styles slumps in relief. Thanks, he says. Do you... Derek hesitates for a minute. Tonight?
What?
Styles says.
I mean, yes, absolutely.
He's too loud, but Derek seems to relax a little bit. He doesn't smile exactly, but his shoulders lower. He looks less tense. Styles doesn't sleep very easily, especially not these days. He has to lower himself to bed slowly, carefully, checking Reddit 2 or 3 times, taking his pills, finding just the right Pandora station while he squishes his pillow into position. Then he sits on the edge of his bed for a minute, testing the waters, before he goes for another glass of water and a prowl around the doors and windows to make sure they're all locked. Derek has nearly as many rituals before he can sleep as Styles. First, he makes them tea that smells like grass and flowers, because it's literally flowers. Whatever, the lavender isn't terrible with the chamomile. Derek puts a spoonful of honey in his, so Styles takes the spoon and the honey squeeze bear when Derek passes them along. The tea still tastes like his grandma's closet smells, but Styles appreciates the gesture. Whatever Derek's mysterious werewolf grooming rituals are, they take at least 20 minutes, and Derek comes out of the bathroom smelling like the manly perfume counter at Macy's. He's dressed in a t-shirt so soft and thin that Styles can see the outline of Derek's six-pack, and that Derek seems a little chilly. His flannel pants are worn, loose, hanging off his hips. Styles can't decide if it would be weird to go over and hug Derek just because he looks so comfortable. He sits on his hands instead. Then Derek does yoga stretches, which Styles watches in utter fascination. It doesn't seem right that someone that muscular can also put his left foot behind his ear while standing on his right foot. Derek finishes and looks at Styles. Well? Styles follows Derek into his bedroom, the sanctum from which the pack has been banned on pain of pain. It's very sparse, even compared to the rest of Derek's apartment. Like, Derek put all the things that show he lives a sort of normal life where everybody else can see them. The bed isn't a California king or anything, just a normal full bed, with about 3 times the normal amount of pillows. Styles approves. Derek stands beside the bed. For a second, there's a flash of something. Not nervousness, exactly, on his face. And then he takes hold of the hem of his shirt and begins to pull it up. Says Styles. I was gonna stay in my boxers and undershirt. He tries to will Derek to understand what he means by his Jedi mind powers. Sure, says Derek. Whatever. Styles shucks off his pants and kicks off his socks, while Derek pulls the covers down and shoves some of the pillows around so there's room for people on the bed, too. Styles climbs in before he can think too hard about it. Derek turns out the light. They lie there for what feels like an eternity before Derek says, "Is this what you wanted?" "No," says Styles. Then he thinks, "Ah, fuck it," and turns so his leg knocks up against Derek's. He shifts around so that Derek's arm is wedged comfortably, for Styles, under Styles' shoulder and snuggles his head aggressively against Derek's warm chest.
"This is not what I was expecting," says Derek after a long minute. "It's so much awesomer," says Styles, half asleep already with Derek's heartbeat ticking away beneath his ear.
Night.
17 naps later.
Your chin is really sharp.
Derek reaches back and pushes Styles' jaw out of the cozy hollow of Derek's lower back.
Move your head up.
Styles yawns.
This is actually kind of an odd position, but Scott bought him the Cuddle Sutra as a gesture of support/approval, and Styles has yet to meet a checklist he didn't want to tick off. So far, they've mastered all of the normal cuddles, and now they're moving on to the strange ones, with names like Melting Butter and the 68 and a half. Today's is Two Peas in a Pod, which has them both on their sides stacked like Tetris pieces. Styles is like 6 inches from using Derek's ass as a pillow, which is kind of funny considering how all this started.
Ugh, come on, Derek says after a few minutes pass.
Let's do the other one.
Letting out an exaggerated sigh, Styles uncurls and pushes Derek's legs out of the way so he can scoot up the bed.
Of course, Derek's favorite position is another weird one. Through the woods, curled around Styles with Styles' legs dangling across his lap.
It makes Styles feel like Derek's doing some weird lawn chair roleplay for a little while, and after that, like his feet are falling asleep.
That better?
He says when he's in place. Derek's head just the right height for Styles to slide his fingers through Derek's hair.
Hmm, Derek says. Derek's ass did not lie. Derek is extremely huggable. His body is toned and muscled, ready for action, but supple and sturdy at rest.
Styles yawns, rolls his shoulders, and settles in. The end. Reader's notes. This podfic was recorded as a present for Vorvain because I was stalking your bookmarks list on the AO3, and also I know that recovering from surgery is kind of awful and everybody should have some extra podfic for convalescence because it makes everything better. Everybody else, I hope you enjoyed some super fantastic cuddling and also some Ace Styles, and everything is wonderful and more snuggling for everybody. Thank you for listening. I hope you enjoyed it, and have a nice day.